The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us or while you're getting ready to go to work or school. Today, the 23rd of March, 2026. Still.
Okay.
It's still March.
Or I thought you meant it's still 2026.
Well, it's still 2026, but it's still March. Remember last year when February was so long?
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, February went on. It was, you know, I'd go out, good morning, it's February the 32nd.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
So you know what? March is starting to feel like that. My gosh, it's only the 23rd. It seems like it should be like April 1st or something right now.
Yeah.
Hey, 7:06 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ah, Monday.
Yes.
Alex, do we have any national days today?
You do. You have National Tamale Day and National Chip and Dip Day.
What?
Chip and Dip Day.
Oh, Chip and Dip and Tamale. Okay, well, this day, the 23rd of March, turns out to be one of my favorite days in. You know.
If you like food, it's out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, my goodness. Hey, also, Patrick Henry delivers his Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech in Richmond, Virginia in 1775. And Elisha Otis installed the first passenger elevator in New York City in 1857.
Okay. Wow.
You know, you get on an elevator, they're almost all Otis's. Have you ever noticed that?
That's the brand?
Yeah, Otis. Next time you get on an elevator, take a look. I would say probably most of the elevators in the United States are Otis elevators.
Interesting. I'll look next time.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I remember, like, the only escalator in Reading was Macy's for a while.
Is there another one?
And not that I'm aware of. So people would just go to ride up and down the escalator for fun.
Well, you know.
Small town. Love it.
I think it still is the only.
I think you're right.
I can't think of another escalator anywhere in town except there. And sometimes it works even.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Is Macy's still open?
It is. I mean,
JCPenney's. Is it Penney's that closed?
Or no. Sears? Sears closed, but Sears Macy's closed. Is not doing well. They closed a third of their stores last year.
Yeah.
And they have another 26 or so they're closing this year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, Linda, who is our shopping expert,
yeah,
said, you know, that she would Macy's and Penney's and Sears used to have, you know, and then Sears closed down. And like you said, you know, it's their selections are different. But then she went to Nordstrom's and down in Sacramento. She says, you know, it's Nordstrom's is losing it, too.
Yeah.
They're, you know, all the stores in brick and mortar are having a battle right now.
The only one that I know that's doing well, but it's more of a Midwest, East Coast thing, is Dillard's.
Dillard's, okay.
Great selection of stuff. Dillard's is what Macy's used to be about 10 years ago.
And then you've got Kohl's. But Kohl's is Kohl's.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what you're going to get in Kohl's.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she said, you know, they closed one Nordstrom down in Sacramento and there's one big shopping center. And then, she says it's just not the same.
You know,
what they had though, the return policies at Nordstrom's was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, they're good.
You could have it for days and months and return it.
Neiman Marcus also declared bankruptcy.
No.
Yeah. That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. Well, a lot of the big stores in trouble.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is it because people just order online?
I think it's because they overextend themselves financially.
Well, that could be, too.
I think that's a big part of it. Yep.
They expand, and then all of a sudden online came, and they had already expanded out.
Yeah.
Sportsman's Warehouse, believe it or not, at one point shut down something like 25 stores because they expanded crazily.
Yeah.
And then found out that just the market wasn't out there. So
right.
they came back and revamped. You know, the ones they have, I guess, are pretty strong. But they shut down a number of them, too, if I understood. Okay. Wow. Weather. Mostly sunny. Yeah, it's clearing up right now. With a high near 79. And tomorrow through next Sunday are going to be mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s. And, low 80s and at night in the low to mid 50s. So it's going to be really nice. No big winds or anything. So today, mostly sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 56. And like I said, the rest of the week through next Sunday is going to be just beautiful weather out there. So enjoy it. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. A family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years, and they have provided just the best service, outstanding service to their customers. Discounts for seniors and veterans, won awards for hiring veterans, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Did I say that the news was brought to us by, I don't think I did, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. How's my voice sound today?
You're doing good.
Good.
I'm
good.
Pumping you up a little bit here.
Yeah. You pump me up and I'm turning down the earphones. So I'm going, man, I'm loud today. We're going to talk about a specific film and how they do these things at the 8 o'clock hour, but you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting.
Sundial Film Festival.
Because
you're
associated with who now?
With the people that put on the Sundial Film Festival.
Well, that, but you also...
Creators Co., and then I just landed a gig that I get set up today on. There's a podcast network called Badlands Media. They have about a quarter of a million followers, and they do regional meetups all over the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And the person that was overseeing Northern California stepped down, and I was one of a couple of people they were considering to take over the Northern California region, and so I'm the guy.
Was that other person the one you wanted me to run into at the truck?
No.
Okay. No,
I
how
think
about
she has a lot going on in her life. So,
okay. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So so we can put our podcast into, what is it, Badlands Media?
Well, I need to, I can't put it on their network until I get plugged in. But
well,
yes.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want to make a podcast out there, we're going to open up our studios to people.
Yeah, we have an ad rolling right now for that.
If you want to do a podcast, we can do it right here. We've got a producer. We got the microphones. We can put a green screen in here. We got the whole enchilada. If you're interested in something like that, and you just run our studios, and our producer comes along with it. So
very cool,
a very reasonable price. Okay. I tell you what, let's take a quick break before we get into everything that's going on. Oh, but I believe we have Anne Marie coming in today.
Yeah, she's on today.
She's on today, so we'll be getting our community calendar, and then we'll be able to catch up on other things that are going on. So we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, where you can go in and get all of our shows, get all of our archives, and find our advertisers and sponsors. Click on them, it takes you right to the webpage. And brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding. Phone number is 530-224-2345. Is Anne Marie with our community calendar. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone. And thank you, Alex, for the song.
I know that's one of your favorites. Yes.
Is that really one of your favorites, Xanadu?
I like Britney, I like Xanadu, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever actually heard it all the way through. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie?
No. Well, I saw I can't say it's original one. Is Xanadu somewhat like, the Shangri-La, that thing?
It's more like Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, okay.
Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the main role. I think roller skates. I was big on roller skates. I still have my white roller skates with my purple pom poms on them.
Are these are regular roller skates? So, yeah,
four wheels.
There are, you know, kids going into college. Kids graduate from college don't know anything about those types of roller skates.
Oh, I know a lot.
Because everything's in line.
It's a nostalgic thing.
It's a nostalgic. Mm-hmm. Well, when you go to like skate country, Viking skate country, is it?
It's the old school.
It's the old school, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Emily.
Yeah, I'm totally old school.
Lay it on us.
All right, you got it. Here we go. Today, Monday, March 23rd, is National Puppy Day. This day helps bring awareness to the need of care for orphaned puppies, and I would also include those that end up in the animal shelter system.
Oh, good. I didn't see that on the National Day list, so thank you.
Oh, that's what you have me for. So Wednesday, March 25th, is National Medal of Honor Day, recognizing all of our Medal of Honor recipients. Thursday, March 26th, is Epilepsy Awareness Day. Wear purple to show your support. This coming Sunday is Palm Sunday and National Vietnam War Veterans Day, March 29th. The Shasta County District Attorney's Office is hiring. They have multiple positions available. For more information, visit Shasta County District Attorney's Office on Facebook. Also, Cal Fire is accepting applications until March 31st for Firefighter 1. For more information and a list of requirements for the position, visit joincalfire.com and apply at calcareers.ca.gov. Also, check out Cal Fire on Facebook. The City of Shasta Lake is looking for volunteers to join the Shasta Lake Citizen Volunteer Patrol. They are in need of volunteers for afternoon and early evening shifts to help patrol local parks between 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. You can apply today by going to cityofshastalake.gov/citizenpatrol. And for additional details and requirements, please visit City of Shasta Lake on Facebook. Registration for the 2026 Shasta Youth Leadership Camp is open online this month. Actual camp dates will be July 15th through 18th at the Simpson University campus. Camper applications are open to those in 5th through 8th grade. Counselors are also needed for 10th grade through age 21. For more information, visit ShastaYouthLeadershipCamp.com. You can also check out the event flyer on the CHP Reading Facebook page. Help support Special Olympics Shasta County this Wednesday, March 25th, with their fundraiser taking place at Jersey Mike's in Reading, both locations, 835 Browning Street, Unit B, and 4861 Bocelli Lane, Suite 400. For more details, visit Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. On Wednesday, March 25th, join members of the Shasta Historical Society for a cemetery walk, the Women of Reading Memorial Park. This event will run 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it's in honor of National Women's History Month. This event is open to the public with a suggested donation of $10 and free for Shasta Historical Society members. For more details, visit ShastaHistorical.org. Check out Jazz at Shasta College as they present their spring concert Friday, March 27th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. This will be the first jazz concert of the spring 2026 season. Tickets range from $5 to $10, and more details can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events. Open tryouts will take place this Friday and Saturday for the Reading Semi-Pro Women's Soccer Team at the California Soccer Park, located at 00 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. Check-in time on Friday, March 27th, is 6:30 p.m. Tryouts begin at 7 p.m. Check-in time for Saturday, March 29th is 11:30 a.m. and tryouts begin at 12 noon. There is a $40 pre-registration fee required. For more information, visit Reading Semi-Pro Women's Soccer Tryouts 2026 on Facebook. This Saturday, March 28th, check out the Doggy Dash 5K Fun Run and Community Fair at the Lake Reading Pavilion at 56 Quartz Hill Road in Reading. The event will run 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This dog-friendly event will feature prizes for the best-dressed pups and also the fastest runners. Each runner will also receive a goodie bag. Other event highlights include food, music, local vendors, a photo booth, and other family-friendly activities. Early registration ends this Thursday, March 25th. For more details, visit Haven Humane Society on Facebook. On Sunday, March 29th, there will be a Volkswagen car show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event runs 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., with registration starting at 9 a.m., $5 per car entry. The fairgrounds are located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Have you checked out the train at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding? Now through Sunday, March 29th, you can ride the Turtle Express and enjoy sights of the Sundial Bridge alongside the Sacramento River and explore additional beautiful areas along the way. The train runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and tickets, which can be purchased in the museum, are $5 for members and $6 for non-members. Museum admission is not required for the train tickets. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. Shasta County Fire Safe Council is offering their free tipping program again this year. And if you live in Montgomery Creek, Big Bend, or Round Mountain, your deadline to register for this free program is March 31st. For more information on this free chipping service, visit Shasta County Fire Safe Council on Facebook. And be sure to check out the Japanese Woodblock Print Show, now taking place at Shasta College Arts Gallery and running through April 16th. The exhibit is open to the public Mondays through Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Fridays, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Admission is free. Shasta College, once again, is located at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Redding. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu and scroll down to the events option. And be sure and check them out on Facebook as well. And that is just a quick sample of things happening locally. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone. Catch you in April.
Wow. Anne Marie. So much stuff, so little time.
And next weekend is busier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Then we got the Red Bluff Roundup coming. And there's so many things happening. So thank you very, very much, as usual, for laying it out for us.
Have a great week, everyone.
You too, Anne-Marie. And the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. We're looking for home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds, all of it at Siskiyou Insurance Company, located right here in Redding. At 857 Mistletoe Lane, and their phone number here is 530-224-2345. So, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. you and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and streaming live at kcnrradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. To get the best, call Wurst.
Yes.
The Windshield Whisperer. A man can fix windshields, my friends, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He'll bring your car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street. And Jeff's going to put it in a climate-controlled area. He's going to fix it. I saw a place. I was out in Palo Cedro with the horse this weekend. I saw this guy out there. Windshields repaired. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's like, you know, going to a, I'm trying to think of something like, you know, going to a store that wants to do heart surgery and it's on the road, like that. No, Jeff takes it in there, puts it in a climate controlled area, fixes your windshield at a very fair price, and you're on your way. If you're not sure, why don't you set up an appointment by calling him at 530-241-8373, and you get a free inspection and analysis by a master windshield repair specialist, Jeff Wurst. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, some of the things that happened. Went to the Turtle Bay Auctioners.
Oh,
this
yeah.
weekend. Linda was the MC.
They auctioned off Turtle Bay.
And I tell you
just
what.
Kidding.
They raise some money out there. And, I mean, people donate, dinners, I can't remember if there wasn't any jewelry this year, but, extravaganzas, you know, like, behind the scenes at Turtle Bay, and one place offered one of the breweries offered 100 people party.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did that go for?
It came out to like $20 a person. 20, 25. It was, you know, others, that, you know, were getting $5,000 bids. But what they want to do is they want to build a new enclosure. We have two spotted skunks at our house. No, at Turtle Bay. Now, spotted skunks, are from up in this area.
Sounds like,
but they are so they are so rare that people have them. We have the only two spotted skunk ambassadors. We had three, but they gave one to, I think, of the Museum of the Redwoods, something like that. So they'd okay. have one. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, are they endangered? And Sharon goes, no, they're just nocturnal, and they're smaller. Yeah, they're a lot smaller than your regular skunks. And but we have two of them. One of them's named Squirt.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, I know. And so they're building. They got half the money they needed Saturday night.
Oh, good.
Yeah, to build the enclosure. So they're going to raise the rest of it. But they're rare. You don't see them. You know, you'll see regular skunks as we have wandering through our patio.
Or dead on the side
every
of the
other,
road.
Every other. Yeah, we see a lot of them are dead on the side of the road. Which is, believe it or not, a way that they keep track of how many they are. When you see animals dead on the side of the road, it could be, you know, it's they say it's because maybe they're all moving to new territory because there's too many of them. But when you start seeing a lot of them, it means there's a lot of them out there.
Okay.
I've seen two deer on the road, and one kind of close in to Redding in the last 3 or 4 days. Speaking of deer, Odina, who has, you know, had that hoof abscess, and people ask me if she's all cured. She's gotten past that. She's fine. And I put her in the covered arena, and it's like 50 yards long and, I don't know, 25 yards wide. And they're deer. They were just laying at the other end of the arena, which is kind of, you know, usually they get up when you bring the horse. But they were just kind of, it's laying here in the shade. And she rolls, and then she's looking at him, and all of a sudden she starts trotting at him.
Oh.
And they all jump and run. One of them turned, though, and ran up toward me. And she had turned and ears back, and she was chasing this deer, mouth open, you know, like she was ready to chomp. And, of course, the deer clears the fence, you know, the corral fence. And she comes to an abrupt halt and rears up and starts walking across the arena while she's rearing. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen her rear up before. She does me. She feels good. And then she got down and she jumped and kicked and ran down to the other end to make sure the deer were out, and then ran back up to me. And I'm like, whoa.
That's kind of crazy.
It was. I know. She feels good. And then when I walked out there, she'd gone back to the other end. I walked up. She trots back up to me like she always does and stops and, you know, gets petted. It was weird. I've never seen her do that before.
I was in Sisters, Oregon about a year and a half ago, and the deer just walked through the town.
Oh,
like it's nothing.
These deer everywhere. And turkeys.
Yeah.
I mean,
I see the turkeys.
Oh, my God. There had to be 50 or 60 turkeys out in the pasture there, in between the house and the barn. So, anyway, hooray for our police. They recovered $9,600 worth of bikes, stolen bicycles, made multiple arrests following a tip that somebody had a spate of bicycle thefts on North Boulder Drive, and they including specialized bicycles for elderly people. Anyway, they got a video of one, and they started looking, and they went to the site and arrested two people and recovered 10 bicycles. And the recovered bicycles were valued at $9,800. Two individuals at the encampment were arrested on outstanding warrants and for alleged possession of stolen property. And a third was arrested in connection with a separate bicycle theft case. So if you've got your bikes out there, y'all might want to make sure they're locked up. We've got new apartments going up here in town. Yeah, let me find that. But it's they're for people who are without homes, and they're building them across from the from City Hall down there. And Parkview is called Parkview Haven, and it's to house unsheltered people. They have it's a complex feature in studio and one bedroom apartments for people who are now unsheltered. Should be finished by November, and it's with FaithWorks Community Coalition said they plan to break ground on the $4.85 million project today. They're breaking ground today. And it's next to the Parkview Market on that vacant land down there, if you're familiar with that. 7 studio and 7 one-bedroom apartments. And the people who are eligible for this are unsheltered, or they're in transient housing, or they're couch surfing. And so it was designed by Nichols Melberg and Rosetta. And U.S. Offsite's building it. It's the 5th small housing complex in the area that's backed by FaithWorks.
So, interesting.
Yeah, they're taking people off the street there. It offers 3 of the existing complexes are located near the Martin Luther King Center and offer temporary and permanent housing for low-income families. The 4th development, House of Cornelius, operates temporary housing and supportive services for formerly homeless military veterans with low incomes. Homeless veterans can live live there for up to 24 months while receiving supportive services. So,
well, that's good.
That's good. You know?
Yeah.
It's FaithWorks, I'm sure they're going on grants.
Yeah, of course. This,
but you know what? It takes more people off if they can take out, you know, one bedroom could be a family in there. Or I should say it could be kids.
Yeah.
And so that's good news. Have you been to Hawaii?
I've never been to Hawaii.
Okay. I lived in Hawaii for 3 years. And in 1980, on New Year's Eve, 1988, our house over on the windward side in the Kaneohe area, and our neighbor, our little small area, was called Kailua, we got flooded. Got flooded out. It had 3 feet of water in the house, and it wasn't the ocean came in and did it. It was just so much rain, and they have things called they're kind of green belts, except they've got water in them.
Okay,
and they've got a big canal that takes the excess water, takes it right out to the ocean.
Yeah.
Wow. The county of Honolulu had not cleaned out the channels in there, and when it was raining so hard, the water just kept getting deeper and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, came into our backyard because we were right, it's called preservation land, and we were right on the edge of the preservation land, and I looked out, and the swimming pool was gone. We had a swimming pool. It was gone. It was just water out there, and it was coming into the house. So, but they just got hit again, and they had the worst flooding in more than 20 years. $1 billion in damages. And we had friends that were over there last week.
Okay.
And this rain was hitting. And they just stayed inside. And when you don't realize how much it rains in Hawaii. People go there on their vacations. And you can get a week of pretty heavy rain there. And I got on a plane one Saturday because I fly back to the mainland all the time. And it was filled with sunburned tourists because it had been raining all week except that Saturday. And they went outside Saturday to get all that sun they could, and they just fried themselves. I swear the temperature in the plane had to be like 105.
Oh, God.
Just from the people in there. Okay, strikes are postponed in the Strait of Hormuz on their energy facilities, according to Trump. He's ordered a 5-day pause. He instructed the Department of War to postpone strikes on Iran's power plant for 5 days after the United States had constructive conversations with the country. And he said, we've had, very good and productive conversations. So I'm putting a hold on the attacks on their energy-producing facilities there. Now, he's still prosecuting the war on their military and their drone sites, their production capabilities to make drones and missiles and all that, but he's leaving the energy infrastructure alone until they can see what's happening. Meanwhile, another 13 nations have said, hey, we're going to help the United States keep the Straits of Hormuz open, which is good. It includes, United Kingdom, France, all of these. which is good news because we were doing it by ourselves. I mean, we could do it by ourselves, but come on, guys. We're not getting most of our power from here. Yeah. You guys are.
Yeah. This is your turf.
Yeah, it's your turf. So you might want to come in and help us on this because Trump has obviously has a long memory.
Yeah.
And he is not above holding people accountable for things they do. As we know. It's one of those things that it's not, I don't think it's in his vocabulary to,
not like excuses.
Forgive and forget. No, that is not what Trump does. And Trump doesn't forget, as you could tell by comments he made when the FBI director just passed. Good. That's what he said, good. That was wrong. You know, Donald, come on, Donald. You should be above this. You know, it's like either no comment or something like, okay.
You saw what he said about to the Japanese leader.
It was a joke about Pearl Harbor or something?
Yeah.
I did not see what the joke was.
That was hilarious.
What did you say?
Well, he was talking about something like, a reporter asked him, why didn't you warn us that you were attacking such and such? And he's like, why would I tell you? I mean, we weren't warned about Pearl Harbor, were we?
Oh, and in the Japanese,
she's sitting right next to
the premier's right there.
The Oval Office.
Did she laugh?
No, her face was very
stoic.
She looked constipated.
Very stoic. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. We've got some other things that are going on around town. And I want to talk a little bit about, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're bringing in a director and an actor from the Sundial Film Festival. But I want to talk a little bit about it before they get here, too.
Okay.
So we'll be right back.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose, I say Roy. A choice.
Say Lord.
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, jewelry design, stone cutting, repairs on jewelry, plus a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only place that we shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Been in the business over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Best in the North State, 4 years in a row.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're good people down there. Like I said, you know, locally owned, locally operated. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, Sundial Film Festival.
Yes.
Went Saturday, and we were just totally the whole day.
Yeah.
And into the evening. I mean, it was,
they had a gala on Friday night at FOMO.
Yeah, yeah. Looked great.
Yeah, and then, yeah, all day. They used to have two blocks of films.
Yeah.
Now they added the third.
They did. It went 10:32 and I think 7:30 at night.
Yep, exactly,
it?
Yep.
Plenty of time in between so you go out and get things if you wanted to see all three groups.
Yeah.
Okay. And so a lot of people.
Yeah, I think this is the biggest year they've had yet.
Good.
The one good thing they do, apart from other film festivals, even in the entire state of California, they treat the directors and the cast like royalty.
Well, good.
We had lunch over at Pipeline. They provided it for all the directors and everyone.
Pipeline's right across the street here, right?
It is. It is.
You know what?
Amazing.
Linda and I drive by this thing every day.
You really?
And we have yet to go in there, but we're going to go in and see Pipeline.
You need to.
Well, there's. I think we're going to pick different places, like Pipeline just opened, and some of our friends went to the Ethiopian.
Yeah.
There's an Ethiopian restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Pipeline was amazing food. I was very surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard it's great. Okay. Well, we're going to have a director and a star, or an actress, come in here at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk a lot more about the Sundial Film Festival.
Yes.
Okay. The Ring Rodeo Association is gearing up, of course, for Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. And so part of that is we're working every weekend on the rodeo grounds. We've built, you know, new vendor booths so that we can, we've built a new, I guess you could call it a bar. So we have three bars going at one time. Expanded for people so that they're not caught in line so much. Plus just generally cleaning up the place. But at the same time, Linda had organized the national anthem. And last year we did that. We had an open call and had 33 people show up and audition to sing the national anthem at the Reading Rodeo Association. And this year, they had 52 people sign up for it. And I think something like 40 showed up. And they come in, they're handed a microphone, and they bring a resume and a photo in, which is cool. And it's just like a real audition here. And then there's four judges that were there. Linda and Nancy Hill and Scott Lewis and Lisa were there. Lindsay, that was there. And they all fill out sheets.
Right.
And then we add them up, and they don't know what the other ones are putting on it.
So, right.
And then you take the eight highest scores, and then they discuss among themselves which of these eight are the four they're going to choose. So that was kind of a big thing. And then that went until almost 2 o'clock, and then from there, running down and getting dressed and getting ready to be there at the Turtle Bay auction, because Linda was the MC there, so she had a full day. Yeah, and my job was for the first 2 hours was just I kept track of the numbers, and I had no vote in it, which was probably a good idea, because my favorite came up again this year, and she's a cowgirl and she's got a good voice and all that, but the ones they selected, I tell you, it's going to be, they're really good, really good this year. So, moving on from that, we got people walking in and out today. ICE agents. Trump has said he wants to send ICE agents to the airport to help TSA
yeah.
out. Well, that could cut back on some of the lines. The other thing, too, on this, is that's not the problem. The problem is Democrats will not fund National Security Agency, not NSA.
DHS.
Thank you, Department of Homeland Security. But it also means they're not funding the Coast Guard and several other of these groups, and they won't fund it. Now, okay, ICE, which they're going after ICE, but ICE has already been funded for 3 years. So now we have long lines, and so Trump says, well, I'll just put ICE agents in there to help them. But the main thing is these people haven't been paid. They've had two full paychecks that have gone by that they have not been paid, and they've lost about 360 TSA agents who went out and found other jobs, of course. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Now, did you know we were going back to the moon?
I heard something about
yes, that. Yes, you may have heard it here. To mark the 250th anniversary of the United States, we are going to send a mission to the moon.
Well, I heard we were
not landing on the moon. They're just going to circle the moon and then come back home.
I heard one of Elon Musk's plans is to send robots to the moon to build structures so people can go live there.
Yeah.
I can think of a couple of people I'd like to send to the moon.
Ralph Cramden used to threaten to send Alice to the moon
exactly.
All the time. Yeah. And last time we set foot on the moon was, guess what year?
I don't know.
72.
Okay.
Was the last time we went to the moon. And so it's been 5 decades, and we got to the moon in 69 and planted a flag. And was it peace and hope for mankind still the goal? Well, we can hope so. Anyway, it inspired. Our landing on the moon inspired a generation to become scientists, doctors, and researchers and changed the way Americans think about themselves. It helped define what it means to be an American. We got a man on the moon. Remember the people who could accomplish anything.
I'm just glad it gave us Star Trek.
Life on Earth has directly benefited from America's space program, said space policy expert Greg Autry. It led to the invention of heart rate monitoring technology, scratch-resistant lenses, memory foam mattresses, rechargeable batteries, wireless headphones, the Jaws of Life rescue tools, GPS, and even banking technology. Our ability to communicate with each other through cell phones and satellite transmissions depends on space-delivered technologies. So, anyway, we're going back again. They're going to just circle the moon this time. New Urgent Care Clinic has opened in Reading. Generations Urgent Care is now open and is now welcoming members of the community. It's open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's located in Bocelli Lane, 4861 Bocelli Lane, Suite 500. Provides acute care services for patients of all ages. That's good. It's another one that's opened up like that. And as we've talked about, Trump has paused the bombing of the energy infrastructure in Iran after having said very positive talks with the Iranians. So, they're still attacking their military structure, their ballistic missile factories, their drone factories, all of this. That is still going on. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. And when we come back, we're going to be talking the Sundial Film Festival. We've got a director and an actor.
Yes.
I say actors. They call themselves actors. Yep. On right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is holding off on his initial threat to obliterate Iranian power plants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the weekend, the president set a Monday deadline for Iran to fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. But in a morning social media post, he said U.S.-Iranian talks are underway and that he was extending his deadline by 5 days. The president wrote that talks to end the war would continue throughout the week.
And the president insists the U.S. is not giving an inch in its demand.
We're looking for all of the things that we've been talking about. We want to see no nuclear bomb, no nuclear weapon, not even close to it, low-key in the missiles. We want to see peace in the Middle East. We want the nuclear dust. We're going to want that. And I think we're going to get that. We've agreed to that. Yeah, we've agreed to that.
You want the enriched uranium before you can end this.
And we want no enrichment, but we also want the enriched uranium.
Two pilots are dead following a crash last night on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The airport is closed. An Air Canada regional jet had just landed from Montreal when it crashed into a fire truck, crushing the plane's nose. Port Authority Executive Director Catherine Garcia says dozens of people were hurt.
Initial numbers indicate that 41 passengers and crew were transported to the hospital as well as the ARF officers. At this time, we understand that 32 have been released, but there are also serious injuries.
The audio from WABC-TV and the National Transportation Safety Board is among the agencies investigating that deadly crash at LaGuardia. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 997 points, the Nasdaq ahead 459, and the S&P trading 128 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
The head of the International Energy Agency says global economy is facing a major, major threat because of the Iran war.
Fatih Birol has been at the center of efforts to keep supplies of oil and gas flowing around the world. About one-fifth of the world's oil and gas is transported through the Strait of Hormuz, and the Asia-Pacific region is particularly reliant on these supplies. As a sign of nervousness about the possible escalation of the war, stock markets in Asia have fallen. The Kospi in South Korea was down more than 5% in early trading. Japan's Nikkei just under 5%.
And that's the BBC's Maura Fogarty. Italy's conservative premier, Giorgia Meloni, is facing a pivotal political test. Comes in the form of a two-day referendum dealing with judicial reform. The vote began yesterday. It has transformed into a broader judgment on her leadership both at home in Italy and in foreign affairs. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, once again, the NCAA tournament is producing upsets and results that no one can predict.
No perfect men's NCAA tournament brackets remain among the millions of entries in the ESPN Bracket Challenge and in contests tracked on the NCAA's official website. The end came when number 6 Tennessee beat number 3 seed Virginia in the 44th game of the tournament. Sunday started with two perfect brackets left in the ESPN contest and four on the NCAA's official website, which tracks the ESPN Challenge along with six contests run by other outlets. ESPN had 26.5 million entries and 36 million were tracked by the NCAA website. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Supreme Court is taking up a case out of Mississippi over whether states can count mail-in ballots that arrive late. The outcome of the case could affect voters in 14 states and D.C. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning.
Yeah.
She's because we are still repairing all of our sprinkler systems, and they're out there digging them up. I dug up a couple, and I just, you know, we just, anyway. It's getting warm again.
Sounds fun.
I'm glad she's doing it today. Hey, we're streaming live at kcnrradio.com, and you can go in and go to archives, listen to the shows, find out. We got news from six different agencies on our website that you can check out, and also all of our sponsors are on kcnrradio.com. You just find one, click on it, takes you right to the homepage, at kcnrradio.com. Alex is here with me.
Good morning.
And we have two of my favorite days.
Yes.
National Tamale Day.
Yes. And National Chip and Dip Day.
There you go.
And I guess it's National Puppy Day. And
it's National Puppy Day, too. Yeah. You know, adopt a puppy. So, all those things. Great days. Weather today is just going to be beautiful. Mostly sunny with a high near 79. And it's going to be like that through Sunday, my friends. Sunday, it's mostly sunny with a high near 81. So, it's going to be in the low 80s. During the day and in the evenings, the mid to low 50s. No heavy winds or anything like that for this whole week. So it's good weather. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been in the business close to 30 years, started by Chuck and Judy Kinney. In fact, the third generation of the Kinney family is working there at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. There are great people down there. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by, which for some reason I've forgotten twice today, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. I have two guests in here. I have directors and actors in here today. And I have Joshua Sechrist, who is the director,
yes,
and Colleen De Silva, who is the actor. Yeah. Is it actor or actress?
You know, it's either.
It's either.
For women, it's either.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Some people are like, I'm an actor, not an actress, but it's either.
I'm identifying as an actor.
Yeah, today okay. I'll identify as an actor.
Right? Okay, I'm not going to go there.
I am.
Okay, I'm not going there.
We kind of went there a little bit.
Yeah, I went there a little bit.
Okay.
I was going to talk.
Very mild.
You know, the semi-pro women's soccer team is getting ready to start.
Yeah.
I was going to get into it there, but I'm not.
Probably better.
Now, Alex, our producer, everybody knows Alex, is also involved with the Sundial Film Festival.
Yeah, I did all the social media interviews, and I was a background actor in the film mm-hmm. we're about to talk about.
Okay, well, let's talk to you about you all first. Joshua, tell me about you. Are you from a local guy or what?
Yeah, originally I'm from Texas, and then
what part?
Dallas area.
Okay.
McKinney, Plano, Frisco.
Yeah.
And then my family dragged me out here when I was 16, and I...
Dragged you out
here. Yeah, I hated it. I, like, almost wanted to stay there with my best friend. I was like, no. And then...
16 is tough.
Yeah.
16 is tough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're driving, you've been raised with all your good buddies, and you mean, you know Texas.
Yeah, right? 100%. Mm-hmm. I think it's... So you came up to Redding. Feel the same for any 16.
Did you come to Redding?
Yeah, came to Redding, and best decision ever. Like, I love it here so much.
Then you found out that Redding's not too different than Plano, Texas, except it's got better weather.
It's 10 times more pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go back to Texas, and everything's just
so
flat.
You came up here when you were 16, and right to Redding?
Yeah.
Okay, what school did you go to?
UPREP.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, then what happened after you went to UPREP?
Did
you know you wanted to get into this type of work?
Yeah, I always wanted to be a director, but I never really had the confidence to, like, do anything or whatever. You know, you're just a kid growing up, mm-hmm. you know, friends, not thinking about it. And then my theater teacher told me I should be in the musical, and I was the lead in that. And so that kind of broke me out of my shell as far as, like, you know, just performing or doing anything or expressing myself in any sort of way.
Sure.
And then from there, I kind of got into acting because that was, like, what I was doing there. And I went to UC Santa Barbara for acting school for 3 years. And then went to L.A. for a year. COVID hit 2 months after I moved there. Wasn't a great time to move to L.A.
No.
At all. And then came back here for a good job at the Adventure Challenge, the media team.
Sure.
Worked there for a while, and then have done freelancing, and we're actually about to move back to LA here in a few months. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my little spiel.
Well, you know, all the other film companies are moving out of LA, so you're going, I'm going to get on the ground floor down here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not trying to, like, get deep into the industry. I'm just trying to keep doing our small little thing, you know?
Sure.
But I think it's just about a change of pace. We've been here for 5 years now. Since we moved back.
Yeah.
And it's just time to change it up, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not growing, you're dying. Okay, Colleen Da Silva.
Yeah.
Tell us about you.
I'm from Indiana, actually, and I moved here by myself in 2011, and I thus stayed here, met my husband, 2008.
So you moved here when you were 10.
Yes.
Okay.
I wish that was true. I went to college first.
Okay.
So I studied writing in college.
Okay.
I should probably back it up. So I was actually like a singer-songwriter for a long time.
Okay.
And so I went to school for writing. I did like shows down, I mean like little cafe shows and things like that. I was like, I'm going to be a songwriter. I did some acting in high school and always thought of it as something like, oh, those are people in Hollywood who do that for some reason. I don't know, small town Indiana girl. That's what I thought.
What part of Indiana?
Yeah, I grew up in St. Paul, which is like 1,000 people-ish, and then went to school in like Greensburg, which is probably like 10,000 people, very small town.
All right.
So graduated with...
What's the largest town around you would have been?
45 minutes north. West is Indianapolis, the capital.
Got
so
it. Okay.
We usually cut. You could. We would go to like the suburbs of Indianapolis and shop and that sort of thing. So.
Sure.
But yeah, so I grew up in Indiana. So, yeah, and then I came here to do like the school worship at Bethel,
right?
For music,
mm-hmm.
and then I ended up staying and I ended up getting involved in film here. Because I knew some people who were doing filmmaking, and I was very interested in it, like I said. And so I started out, like, helping someone write a short film. And then the next year I directed and acted in my own short film, and then I just kept doing it.
What time frame are we talking here?
2011, I wrote a short film for someone, and then 2012 is when I started doing, like, film act. No, actually, 2011, I did film acting. I auditioned for a couple films, and I got in.
Okay.
Got in some films. So.
Not Renee Perez.
No, not Rene Perez. No.
I've been in one of his.
Have you?
Linda's That's been in awesome. Three of them.
That's awesome.
She actually got her name in there because yeah. she had a lot of lines.
That's cool. Yeah, I know of him. I don't think I've ever met him personally, but I know.
Rene Perez is a very, very interesting man.
Yeah. Okay.
And he does everything with single camera.
Yeah, low budget.
And well, yeah.
Like super low, right?
I think it's under 100,000.
Oh, that's low.
And that's real, low. Yeah, that's
for
low.
Feature.
But he does all the editing. He does all the, his stuff, it's playing everywhere. It's on Prime and it's all that. And he uses a lot of local people.
Yeah.
And, because he was on the show a few times, I got to go out and got into a gunfight and got killed. I was on screen for about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe five.
I know how you feel.
Maybe five. And had blood come out.
Alex, did you catch yourself back there?
I did.
Yeah, you can see.
Yeah,
you did.
I saw it. Yeah.
And then, but he's just one of the people around here. People are surprised to find out we've got a pretty vibrant film industry going here. It's not Hollywood, but we have a lot of people working at it. Okay, so then you...
Yeah.
Okay, so acting,
Started doing acting, and then I started to direct and write my own films here. So they're short films. I probably did like a handful of them, maybe six, with my husband and our best friend Kelsey. And Alex, did you help with some of our
shorts? I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I was in some of his. We just
I did too that you were in.
Yes.
The funny thing is that Colleen and her husband would get the lead in all
everywhere.
These films. Then when they come to do mine, I'm like, give them two lines and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people were wanting us to play lead, which was, it was fun. It was like, oh, small town celebrity-ish feel, and then, that dies off, so that never lasts very long. Who cares? But yeah, it was really fun. And then we actually moved to L.A. I pursued acting in L.A. I did get I got a talent agent, and I started doing the Groundlings. And I went to a school down there called Actors for Actors, and this is all I wanted to tell you, Josh, because he's going to pursue acting. So where they help you with getting auditions, Actors for Actors, excellent. Mm-hmm. And then COVID happened, and we had a child in 2022, and we're like, this is not working for us. I had some other things happen that hurt us financially, like medical stuff. So we came back here because my husband's family is here. He's from here. And so, I'm still pursuing acting, even though we're here, and I'm also pursuing, I write films and direct as well. And so I'm pursuing making a feature film this year.
Oh, okay.
I'll keep you in the loop, Josh. He did the cameraman work for a teaser for it, so, yeah.
Well, here are Joshua Sechrist, who is the director of this film, and Colleen Da Silva, who is the actress in the film. And they're kind of, both were... came here from other places, but liked it here, and both went off to L.A. to build their chops, and then back here, and both of them may be heading back out again here in a little while. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. I got you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 642.
Everybody calls us.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas T. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Colin and DeBont. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy Maxwell started this company in 1993, and she's been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans ever since. Two separate divisions under one roof. If you're looking for that second opinion on your retirement plan, your 401k, what about some of your business insurance? Then you can call Judy's office at 530-221-0441. It's a free review and evaluation. Everything's going good. Good on you. But if you might need some suggestions, they're there to help. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with Judy. We've got our insurance with her, and we're real happy. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And I'm here with two stars of the Sundial Film Festival, Joshua Sechrist and Colleen De Silva. We just learned about them. You know, it made me feel good. Should make people feel good, John, Joshua, that you were kicking and screaming from Texas when you were 16, and now you love it here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can see where this place with people would kind of remind you of the people there, open and friendly. And
100%, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Pat, who was just in there, has got relatives in Texas. When he goes down to visit, he goes, yeah, the people are great. He says, but everything's flat here. You know, you can't turn around and see all the mountains.
No.
And Alex, of course, our producer. And we're talking about the Sundial Film Festival. Let's talk a little bit about that, because we got plenty of time. Then we'll go back to your film specifically. Okay, Sundial Film Festival, what, 17 years now?
Yeah,
18 years. Like I said, we went to see the very first one and several in between. But a shopping cart, the film on a shopping cart. If you've not seen this, it's adorable.
Awesome.
The shopping cart just out for a little walk or a little roll, and it's a little adventures, the shopping cart.
They have those.
It was a great idea.
In L.A. now, the ones that deliver.
Yeah.
That's true. I've seen them.
Well, and the gent who did that is doing a lot of work up in Portland, working doing stuff for Nike and all that. So he's moved on.
Nice.
Okay, so the Sundial Film Festival invited filmmakers from literally all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had their big soiree on Friday and then the three showings on Saturday.
Yeah.
What's your big takeaway from that, Alex?
Me? Well, the thing they really like pushing is Reading as a location to shoot because they do have keynote speakers from out of town. So Reading is on the map now as a good place to film things because you have a lake, you have mountains, you have snow if you want snow. So that's one of the big things.
You've got older sections of town.
Yep.
You've got buildings that you can use, relatively cheap.
You got the dam, which is a great site if you want some sort of military-looking background. Yeah. And you also have areas that are scorched by the fire. So if you want if you want a dystopian wasteland, you have that, too.
We have that. Yeah, not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah.
But, what's her name from the film?
Oh, Sabrina?
Sabrina. Yeah, we got to get Sabrina back on because we've had a number of commercials filmed around here, and I think we've actually had one kind of semi-large movie.
Yeah.
What was that? The
Dresden Sun.
I'm sorry? Yeah, Dresden Sun. Dresden Sun.
There was also a movie called Nefarious Part 2 that was filmed up here because Hollywood was all locked down for COVID, but you could do whatever you want here.
And what's holding us back here, from the way I understand it, is the fact that for a newer producer, well, when Reverge Anselmo was here, he directed two big films. And then, so his friends would come up and visit up in some old vineyards. And this one guy had done, what was it, Flaming Balls about ping pong. But he had done the one about where the couple were in a house and three people showed up with masks on.
Strangers? Oh, gosh.
Strangers.
Yeah, that's it.
He was a producer on that. And I said, what about coming up here? And he said, young guy, like you. And he said, it costs way too much because we have to bring everybody.
Yeah.
We have to, because we have to bring everybody. We have to put them up. We have to pay them overtime, all this stuff. I mean, distance pay. I mean, he says, our budgets, even though they were in the millions, could not sustain that. Mm-hmm. And that's what Tyler and I were talking about is what they want to build here is that group of people that can help work on a set so that you've got grips and you've got assistant camera
and booms and
people,
operators
and all of that. Mm-hmm. And that will help bring the industry in here.
Yeah.
A production studio would really do it, but in a production studio, from what I understand, and I'm going to ask Joshua about this, you've got to have like a regular gig that studio's working with, or it's too hard to sustain.
Yeah, you'd have to have pretty regular clients. And, I mean, we've had little studios around here, and Kevin Cooley with Shasta Film Supply does have a studio actually downstairs in the basement area by the public market. A little smaller, just opened up, but... Yeah, it's hard to maintain that. A lot of his income comes from like renting gear and stuff as well.
You know,
it's not just the studio, but
currently
it would be difficult. And the reality is like a lot of the shooting that I do and a lot of people do around here is on location. You know, we're telling a lot of local stories.
Yeah.
As opposed to as many like product shots or whatever too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just sometimes a studio isn't that necessary for those, you know, people want to go. And I love that. As much as I love shooting in a studio, I also really love shooting on location, though, too, you know. And that's one thing Reading has plenty of.
Are we seeing more films shot on location? Or are they, but now with AI generating, do you need the studios as much? Or do you need them more?
I would imagine AI could help. But, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm not fully in that world yet.
I understand. Here
in the Reading world. But, yeah.
But the Reading world has got the locations. And do you get support here also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the film community here, like I said, Kevin, both the Tylers, Marcus Mazzano was here. He helped with our film.
Mark Mazzano?
Marcus Mazzano.
Marcus.
He moved away to Atlanta.
Like, he sounds familiar. I don't know.
Well, Mark Mazzano was the was on the city council here. And I wonder if Marcus was his son.
Maybe.
Yeah, could have
maybe.
Been, yeah.
I mean, Mark Mazzano, Marcus Mazzano. I mean,
yeah, I'll look probably. It up.
Yeah, oh, wait, I do know Marcus. He did the cinematography.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Never mind. I do know you Marcus. Yeah.
Okay.
Better.
I know, right? I was like, the name sounds familiar. Oh, yes.
Okay, so there were a number of films here. We had international films, mm-hmm. and then did they come in? Did you get to meet a lot of other directors?
Yeah, I got to meet some. Audie Carlisle. I didn't get to talk to her a lot, but I just am a fan of her from afar. She's has really cool energy. So she was at last year's one, and she was at this one again. And she always makes really heartfelt local documentaries. I didn't get to talk to her that much, but she seems really cool.
So are you more into the fictional side of it? Like, Tyler is, you know, of course, did the documentary Acid Canal that became worldwide, mm-hmm. won awards everywhere. So you're into more of the fiction side or than documentary, or do you leave yourself open?
I leave myself open. Like, what we just did... was the film we just did was kind of a little bit of both, because it was a narrative fiction, but mm-hmm. it was telling a story of a moment that actually happened in my life.
And we're gonna talk about that right after this break, because you all won.
Yeah.
You won.
We're winners.
Yeah. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you, yes, by a place I'm visiting today because I've gotten so shaggy. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, and Tim and Logan are the barbers there. And this is a barbershop, my friends, the old kind, with, you know, heads on the wall and magazines from, you know, Guns and Ammo and Car and Track, but it also has Saturday Evening Post. I haven't seen Cosmopolitan in there yet. If Cosmopolitan is still a magazine, I'm not sure. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's and you can make appointments, so you work on your schedule. You give them a call at 530-244-9478, or you use Booksy. And even though I called and made my reservation, Booksy came back to me to tell me I had the reservation, and it sends me reminders so I don't forget I've got a haircut today. Cypress Square Barbershop. Like I said, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help, with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies. And if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Redding Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 8:34 in the morning here on the 23rd of March, which is now starting to take on
summer.
It's starting to take on the qualities of last year's February,
oh, yeah,
where
yeah,
it
yeah.
lasted forever. Nobody, I mean, 38 days in February last year, and this one is pushing for 50, it seems like. This has been the slowest month. I don't know why.
Yeah.
No, February zipped by, but now this one.
Hey, I want to make a quick plug since we're talking about movies. I do a podcast called Hard to Watch about movies that are hard to watch. We film live at Fratelli's every other Tuesday, so tomorrow we're filming the podcast. If anyone wants to come out and join the audience, we're going to start taking questions from the audience. That's 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. Awesome. At Fratelli's.
Colleen was one of my guests, and it's the most popular show so far.
That's fine.
Okay. And speaking,
I don't want
of
it
that,
to stay that way, though. More shows.
And I am here with Colleen Da Silva and Joshua Sechrist. Joshua being the director and Colleen being the actor in the movie called
Another Life. Yep.
So tell us about this, because you won the big award for this thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple filmmakers, including Ethan Kinney. I'm forgetting the name of his film, but he won an award. Ethan Kinney won an award as well. Don't want to take that away from him. But anyways, our film is based off of a moment that happened in my life, and we kind of just dramatized it and exaggerated and twisted certain elements of it to make it fit a narrative.
That's what my life is. It gets twisted, exaggerated. Yeah. Doesn't fit anything. But, okay, so tell us the premise of the film.
It was just a moment where between me and an ex-girlfriend where we ran into each other outside of a restaurant, and it had been years, and we didn't really ever have that, like, really good moment of closure. And we got to kind of have that in that moment. And, you know, obviously it's kind of a bittersweet moment because you're not really you're not reconnecting. You're not, like, getting back together or anything like that, but to have that, like, that sweet romantic moment without everything that follows, but just kind of ending things on a good note, I think is a really special moment that I kind of wanted to show.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to do that. You know, somebody in your life that you didn't end well.
Yeah.
To be able to have that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Josh starred in the film also.
Well, of course he did. It's the story.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so how long was the film?
It was 4 minutes.
Four minutes.
Pretty freaking short.
Well, yeah, but this is what the Sundial Film Festival is about, is short films. Yeah. I think the longest one was, what, 20?
20 minutes.
20 minutes,
I think
like
that's
that,
the limit on it. Okay. And obviously it was done very well. Because y'all won the local film prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were a number of films. I think they had to limit it. They had a lot of submissions, if I remember
right. They had, I think, 40 plus.
Yeah.
Well, the submissions were hundreds.
Yeah, the submissions were hundreds, but they had to bring it down to like 40 films.
Mm-hmm.
So does that kind of, for both of you, does that kind of give you the impetus to keep moving forward?
Yeah, yeah. It felt really good to win.
Be recognized.
Yeah. We actually, we set out making this scene, we just called it a scene at first because we were making a scene for our reels because we both wanted to continue to pursue acting. And so we just wanted to make a short scene to put into our acting reels. And by the time I was done, I had an acting teacher in college tell me that it's all about beginnings and endings, and those are the most important things. That's really all a story needs. And I realized once we were done filming, like, oh, this has like a really strong beginning and ending, and it really doesn't need anything else for it to be a full story. And so I guess we can just go ahead and call it a short film instead of a scene for our reels. So I don't know. It was really cool to like have that low objective and then just kind of move up from there, and then to actually win an award for it felt really special.
So which one of you was the one that ended, or both of y'all ended the relationship in the film badly?
Was it
badly, or just kind of just walked away, but it wasn't finished?
Well, the true story Josh can tell you, but I made it my own backstory.
Oh, okay. So, well, you have to do that, right, when you're acting.
Yeah, because it was just a scene. So I made a backstory that would drive the scene and make it look, like, believable. So it was, in my backstory, it was ended in a kind of a separation that became slow, and then my character was like, I have to be done with this. I can't, like, not be paid attention to, not be loved in the way that I thought I would be in this time in our life. So that was the way it ended in my mind.
Uh-huh.
And so when I saw him, it was like I was excited because, you know, I had hoped for something to eventually happen. But then it was like remembering that I was disappointed in the past. And then to have, then if you watch the scene, the short, she does have like a moment where there's like a glimpse of hope where he says, like, I still love you. But then it's like, okay, we're done. It's nice to know that you loved me and that it was actually real and I'm not crazy. So that's what I use for my backstory.
Oh.
But.
And they filmed it around the corner at Bucky's.
Yeah, it was just around the corner over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Woody's.
Woody's.
Sorry. Yeah.
I was going to say Tucky's.
I wish we had a Bucky's, but
that would be
Bucky's, yeah. Bucky's, isn't Bucky's that giant
gas station?
Yeah. Gas station that looks like a Costco on the inside.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I've been to one.
I've heard about it. I haven't seen one yet. So
it's an experience.
It is.
And so where do you, what's your next step, Joshua? Josh?
Well, I'm a freelance filmmaker, so honestly, just paying the bills, making videos is a hard job. You know, I got to go hit 2 editing deadlines as soon as we're done here.
Uh-huh.
So that's the immediate next step. But then, you know, once we get out to LA.
Editing deadlines for somebody else's films?
No, for like corporate, like solar type stuff, you know. Day to day. This was like a passion project, and you know, no one got paid. Everyone just put in their hearts to it. But
we talking about
the film we
the
made.
The film you made. Yeah. Yes, of course.
But then day to day life is making more corporate commercial type stuff just to pay the bills. You know, is just the reality of it. But the dream is to find time and people and to keep crafting moments like this that actually tell stories and really matter to me. That's the dream. And, you know, hopefully moving out to LA will help with that. But honestly, I expect that it'll just build my connections. I'll probably end up coming back here to film the majority of my things because I love shooting in Redding.
Uh-huh.
And just the ease of, you know, people being willing to shoot in locations. You know, if for an example, Woody's, like, they were willing to let us shoot there for no payment, you know.
Sure.
So, yeah, just like in
if you ever
LA.
Need a, if you ever need studios, let me know.
Yeah.
I will do.
No,
that'd be great.
Seriously. If yeah. we can enhance the film industry here and use in our area here, we're glad to do
it. We actually shot a, funny you say that, because we shot a test shoot for a short film that has a podcast studio ending, so
mm-hmm.
That Ethan Kenny, one of the other guys, wrote, so maybe he'll hit you up someday.
Yeah,
with Alex?
Yeah.
Always got that.
Just get in touch with me.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and for our last segment here, Shasta Regional Medical Center is looking for great workers. If it's time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds, both part-time and full-time. Both receive medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And we'll be right back with Joshua Sechrist and Colleen De Silva.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Join us for a live jazz concert at Shasta College, March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy an evening of dynamic rhythms and classic jazz standards. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. For more information, go to shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Whoa. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. I'm here with the winners of the Sundial Film Festival local film, the director, Joshua Secrets, who's also acted in it, and Colleen Da Silva. And we've learned about them, and they're both transplants to here, but both love it here. They both have left for a while, then came back, and then Joshua is looking at going back again, you know, to get down to LA for a while, but you, as you said, you think you're going to do most of your filming, though, back up here.
Yeah, for a lot of, like, passion stuff, and, like, the more, like, romantic type of stories I like to tell, I feel like Reading is the perfect place for that.
I've got a great idea for a short film.
Hit me.
And I will afterwards. But then again, everybody's got a book in them, supposedly, and everybody, I'm sure, has got a film in them. Because what Tyler was talking about, fairies, with your phone, mm-hmm. your iPhone, you can make movies with your iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That true?
Yes and no. I don't like to over exaggerate as a camera guy. I don't like to just like,
because you see the commercials. You see the commercials that are out there.
Yeah,
people are falling through space and they got the little iPhone.
They have like $100,000 rigs attached to those iPhones.
Oh, okay.
So you don't, they like to do that to like make you feel like as a consumer, like, oh, I could make something really cool with this, but they have like all these. But yes and no, like you need some things, but if you do want to tell a story, I think as long as you don't overset your expectations for that story and you keep the framework of your story reasonable, you could totally tell a story with your iPhone.
And for youngsters or young people that don't have the money, I mean, this could be a start for them.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, and they can make a film that's maybe based on the character who uses their phone to, like, tell the story or, like, do, like, mm-hmm. a mockumentary or, like, you can utilize the phone in a way that actually could make it look professional, too, if you do it that way.
Definitely.
But if you're like, I'm going to make a sci-fi with my iPhone, I mean, you could, but it won't look as, you know, cinematic.
Exactly.
There is a way to play with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you could have done Blair Witch.
That's exactly what I mean.
You could have done Blair Witch with an iPhone, I think.
Oh,
And if you don't know what Blair Witch is, it was a horror film done back in, like, Pennsylvania or someplace in the woods there by two guys that became, I think, the largest grossing film for money spent.
I don't remember.
I think they spent $50,000.
$50,000, and the thing made millions.
Yeah, it was the very,
tens of millions
clever.
Of dollars.
It was the very first social media type blitz.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a mockumentary because they said, like, it's true, like, footage of the Blair Witch Project, and they used, like, a camera, like a normal, like, home.
Like a video camera.
Yeah, a video
camera.
So
clever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, that kind
See,
of cleverness.
If you've got the idea,
mm-hmm.
but I guess that's the secret, having the idea.
Mm-hmm. I met someone this weekend who was on that film.
Oh, really? Are you
really
serious?
Involved in that, yeah.
What?
Jeez.
That's pretty cool.
It's still scary.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
No, I watched
really,
parts
it's
of
not
it.
To me. It's not that scary to the last scene.
Yeah,
and then
really?
It's like, oh, now I got it.
Yeah,
okay, I got it. Yeah, the last scene. I mean, it played. I mean, it's psychological. And,
yeah, I was going to say because they don't show a lot. They
no.
just like
there's no people
you
getting ripped
screaming.
Apart. Yeah, there's no.
That's
there's no
more terrifying. Than
yeah. Oh yeah. it lets your mind scare you. As opposed to
scary stuff, I'm pretty sure we have a horror film festival of the Sundial.
Yes, we do.
The Sinister Sundial.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure in
October.
That's
it's October.
Still happening, right?
Whoa.
It is still happening.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So lead in for that.
That could be.
Yep.
Tyler Lockamy, right?
Tyler Lockamy is running
that. So you could get
that.
Him in and talk about that.
Is your trailer going to be in that?
I have not. So I made teasers, and Joshua was a part of making these teasers for the comedy horror. That's why he's asking. I haven't asked if, I don't know. I ask Tyler. I guess I could submit it. Would it be kind of short filmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it has a beginning.
Might as well. There is one that we made that has a beginning. There we go. I will do
so
that.
So you can do a comedy horror like
that. Yeah. Yeah. You could play out. You could do a comedy horror with your iPhone. Making light of Blair Witch Project. There you go, teenagers out there who want to make a horror film with their iPhones. There you go.
Well, it just did. Do we have any schools around here that, or I know Tyler wants to have things like that, but Ferris, but do we have like schools.
Kevin Cry, with his organization, they do an intensive for youth, teaching them all about film.
Cry does?
Yeah.
In his camps. In his camps?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
In his summer camps.
Huh.
That's cool.
Good on you, the Shasta, or the Shasta Media Coalition, I think is what we're calling ourselves.
Yeah.
We meet every month. That's actually a really good call out, is if you are interested in film and you're in the area, or you have someone you know that's interested in film and in the area, look up the Shasta Media Coalition or... reach out to Tyler Lockamy or Tyler Ferris, because there's a monthly group that meets.
He did mention that.
Yeah. Oh, he already did. Okay, perfect.
I'm glad you brought it up again, because I forgot until you brought it up that you can go down and you're going to get help in learning how to do something like this.
Yeah,
and they do days. What do they call them? Project days or free days. They aren't doing as often, but they're trying to do, like, teaching moments. So if you go, you'll find out more. And you can ask, too, like, hey, I'd love to learn cinematography. Could you guys... bring together cinematographers that will like show me what to do, and they'll do things like that. So, because they really want to help the film community here. So
that's great. Now, AI.
Yeah, let's talk about AI.
Yeah, let's talk about AI.
It's relevant.
Yeah. AI. I mean, scriptwriters are running in terror right now.
You know,
should
they? I don't know his opinion. I have two side opinion. One opinion is, I think because it is happening and there is AI here, we should learn to use it. Utilize it. Writers use it. Utilize it.
Absolutely.
Like, don't just, like, expect AI cannot write. Like, as I mean, it'll probably get better, but they can give you a rough draft. Or, like, let them give you an idea, and then you refine it and make it your voice. Like, use AI. That's my opinion.
They're really good for writing log lines.
But I know there's actors' AIs coming out, like the AI actor.
Well, I wrote, I fool around with writing, and I had a book of it, in my mind, and I threw in the characters in this, and I said, give me chapter headings. And it gave me 7 chapter headings, and it introduced a new character. And I went, oh, I could see that. But it doesn't. But I know that there's books out there that AI is writing, because you see them on Kindle Unlimited.
Oh,
and
really?
They will write, let me put it this way. They'll write a great deal of it, and then they'll go back in and edit it. But
Yeah.
And you kind of tell sometimes.
Yeah.
So what do you think about, for AI, you still need your directors.
And kind of an old soul, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm kind of resistant towards it. You know, I have people in my life give me a hard time about it. But I just, it's for, especially doing what we do, it's like, I do it because I love doing it, and I don't want anyone else or any program coming in to do it for me.
Mm.
Until there's a moment where I can't do something, like I'm not that good with visual effects. So like if AI wants to come in and help me with visual effects because I can't afford to go pay a ton of money to some visual effects artist, like I guess I'll take that. But then even when I say that, I'm like, well, there's some visual effects artists who used to, have me knocking at their door. So I don't even know how I feel about that entirely, but I guess we got to just adapt to some degree. So.
I think everybody's going to have to adapt in that. We're going to start having a regular show on AI here on the station. We've got to find a way to get in front of it or be able to adapt to it.
Yeah.
I like to play with it. I dropped AI in the script from Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I said, replace all the characters with Muppets from the Muppet Show. So the Rocky Horror Muppet Show.
That's awesome.
Well, we'll do a commercial here. We'll give them the information. So I'm on a 30-second radio commercial. Second later, it comes out. May have to change a couple words, but, it's written
helpful.
Well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the other thing is we'll have them voice. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to voice it first for inflection, but then if we want another voice, it'll do it.
100%.
Yeah. So it's use it when you can, but don't – it'll never take – I don't think it'll ever take the place of creativity, though.
Yeah. People. I would say just don't let it take away things you want to do.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, and even the actor, I don't have a lot of information on the AI actress that's coming out, and they're going to do a whole film with her in it. I don't know if you've heard this, but the thing about AI, and you can see it in their eyes, they don't have a soul. So, I feel like that kind of a... I don't think that's going to... I think it'll be more like animation,
yeah.
And I feel like actors...
I know that was a scare for a lot of actors, but I'm like, actors do have, like, you can see it in their eyes. So it'll be very interesting. I think it's going to feel like animation that looks like a human. It's going to be kind of trippy, but we'll see what happens. It is crazy that we're in this age where we're now dealing
and
with
just
AI.
Keeps, and it just keeps growing. Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. And the film is called Another Life, and starring Joshua Sechrist and Colleen DeSova, won the award for best local film around here. Joshua is also the director, and they're both moving onward in their careers.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot for being here, and so that, you know, you come back when you have that billion-dollar blockbuster in the next 3 or 4 years.
Or you want to film that podcast scene.
There we go.
Yeah. Or if you all need podcast scenes,
right here.
All right.
Thank you so much, Carl.
You bet. Hey, what's today? Today's 23rd.
Oh.
And I'm trying to remember who I have on the 24th. And if you, never mind. Don't go try to find it. It's because it's Monday, and you know, as usual, I have to be retrained because I had the weekend off. But it's going to be a beautiful week, my friends. It's going to be in the low 80s, high 70s at night, low to mid 50s, and we're really going to enjoy it, the weather here. Alex, for the film festival, last thoughts on that.
No,
because you were doing a lot of this stuff.
Great success, biggest one yet, and it's only getting better. They're doing a lot.
Also, did you two say there's going to be like a horror Sundial?
Yeah,
it's called something else.
Sinister Sundial.
Sinister Sundial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, October. Mm.
It gives us from now to what? When do we have to put in the films?
Oh,
I don't know if they're taking submissions yet, but it's usually about 45 days out.
Let's take an hour tomorrow and film one. Okay?
Yeah,
and,
do it.
We'll write the dialogue. We'll have AI write the dialogue today, and then we'll slash each other tomorrow in front of the Cooper in the back there. Everybody, have a wonderful day, and join us tomorrow morning, and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.